We're back. See, that wasn't so bad. Abstractions here.
8 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, guys, where did we leave off?
We talked about band name.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, continue.
And, well, I mean, that's basically the story. I was coming up with... Now, see, I look off track. If somebody was videotaping me, I'm texting and talking at the same time. It's the guy who's in charge of kind of the show and promotions at WONC. And I'm texting him, telling him that we're still being interviewed. So, but I was just coming up with band names, and I thought it kind of sounded cool, and I think it just really explains what me and Sean are trying to do. Now, it's not a definite name, I shouldn't say.
Like it's solid one concrete.
Yeah, like we're not like all about the name, you know. But it definitely works for what we're doing for now.
Right.
And wait, Ryan's calling me again. So hold on. Hey Ryan, we're still being interviewed. we're still being interviewed. Okay. We're gonna be out in like 5-10 minutes, and then we'll be over there. Is that okay?
Oh, better be okay.
Oh,
what's that?
Okay. Tell them we're on the air.
I know. I'm sorry. Ryan says he's pissed. We're supposed to be gone.
Okay. All right.
He said okay. But, yeah, we'll be over there. Do you want to know our setup?
Okay.
We'll say it over there. It's okay. We'll tell him. I need a mic for my acoustic guitar, and I need one for singing, and then Sean needs one for singing. And then we need a monitor. That's it. That's all we're
right, this is the technical part of it.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit, buddy.
Okay.
See, now we got really technical.
Well, yeah, now my boss is mad at me because I'm having fun.
Hey, you know what? It's all right. But, back to the band name. Let's get back on track. I think
that's pretty much it in the story. Yeah. I think we're dead set on it, but I think that it works for right now.
So. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to keep you for a little while. A little while.
We won't tell him.
Yeah. It's like, say there was like, I don't know, car accident or something. Even though it never happens.
Our tour bus crashed.
You write original material, correct?
Yes.
You write original material. Yes. What is your, do you have a, like a interesting story of how you wrote one of your songs?
I'm sure Spencer, since he's got pretty much all the lyrics, stuff.
I mean, just to go through some of the the song names that we have so far. Now we're really previewing what's going to be coming up once we finally record and all that. The first song is called "The March of a Thousand Enemies." It kind of came a little easier than the rest of them, actually. That song is basically about people. Always, whether it's music or wherever you are, try to kind of not, I wouldn't say not allow you to do things, but make your morale a little bit lower about what you're doing. And, you know, going through some
right
of the, now. Yeah, like, all right, you know, and it's basically like a kind of like, you know, stand by me while I'm doing this kind of thing. Like, you know, going through the, you know, I'm just going to say the lyrics, you know, like, will you choose to fade in the face of a thousand enemies, undo your knives and flee from this masquerade? That basically means this, you know, will you, when times get tough, will you be with me doing this? Or am I going to, you know, go on my own because I want to do this and I want to accomplish what I want to do in life. And that's kind of the meaning of that song. The song that we're going to do tonight, Babylon, kind of, that came funny. There is a story behind that one. I was actually at Quigley's, downtown Naperville bar, and I got in a little bit of an argument with my friend about politics. I don't really talk about politics often, if people know me. And we had a different kind of take on what was going on, and I kind of just went back to my room a couple days later and wrote what I felt about what was going on in this world right now, and that's the story behind that one. So, any other cool stories behind? And everything else, so, I mean, Is there any cool stories? not really.
Guitar stuff.
Yeah, just, I mean, we're basically really concentrating on the instrumental parts of everything, but, I mean, just to go through some of the song title names, I mean, Forgiveness is obviously, you know, blatant on what we're going to be talking about. Confessions of a Renegade is another song we're working on. It's kind of...
I love that title.
Yeah,
I love that title.
Yeah, Sean actually came up with that title.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did. You don't remember that?
No.
We were talking, and he came up with that, and it's genius.
Thanks.
So, but that, I mean, that kind of talks about, you know, confessing what, you know, a rebel kind of, from a rebel viewpoint, you know, being on the outside, you know, of everything, kind of like how you're feeling and whatnot. A lot of stuff, like I said earlier, like way earlier, an hour ago, a lot of our music is based on what we feel and, you know, and at that point in time, and just stuff that we're going through. We don't try to be anything that we're not, and I think that's an important thing in music. So that pretty much reflects every single song title, every single song.
So the songwriting process is collaborative. It's not like a dictatorship like Billy Corgan, Trent Reznor, and all.
I have an Indiana Jones whip that I beat Sean with. No, I could see myself playing an instrument for a band, but I couldn't see myself writing original material straight from the heart without anybody but Sean. Ever since high school, I've been on his case about playing guitar, you know, with me and doing this thing with me, and it's coming to fruition now, and we've taken the right steps to get to where we want to be, and I think... I mean, do you feel the same way, or are you secretly joining another band?
No, yeah. Like you said, it's just when I get to play, you know, it's special. And sometimes I take too much time off from it, and I think it's actually one of my gifts is just with music. And so it's really, really cool that I finally have some time to actually show the world that I can play. You know, so it's pretty awesome.
So that's the best part of being a band.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say so.
Like, I think it's pretty awesome because it's like I'm not just in a band with some random guys. I'm in a band with my friend, you know, one of my best friends.
Yeah, and that makes it a little bit more real, I guess. Instead of, like I said, I played in a band my freshman year, and those are some talented kids. I mean, our singer sounded like Eddie Vedder, like. Pinpoint, like grunge singer. Our guitarist had a 7-string, you know, guitar that was bigger than him, but he could rip to shreds. And our bassist was like a Les Claypool, you know, spawn of, you know, he was like, I can't say that word on there, but he was an offspring of Les Claypool. And then I was up there, you know, banging away on drums, you know, at that time, heavily still into Metallica and kind of in Justice for All mode. And that kind of worked out, but it didn't feel as cool and as free.
And as personal.
Yeah, and as personal than when I write with Sean and when we work on a song together. That's
right.
My take on it.
That's absolutely right.
That's right.
That's pretty good. Man, I wish I was in a band.
You can be our roadie, man.
Oh, yeah.
We asked some good questions.
Okay.
You can just be our full-time interviewer.
Yeah, go around in different stations. Side.
Yeah, just I know this band. It's okay.
It's all right. I know the questions. I wrote them down.
Yeah, I have them written.
Okay, so you're recording, correct? That you're about to record?
Right now we are full on writing constantly. Either Sean's working on a guitar riff that he's been trying to nail, and I'm working on lyrics, or we're both getting together and just jamming and coming up with something cool. You're gonna hear some of that tonight. I mean, because we're a hard rock band, you know, like I said earlier, it's kind of hard to assemble the necessary members for a short show and whatnot. So we're to go up and play some, you know, little riffs and whatnot and little ideas that we have so far. And that's going to be like 10 minutes long. Just kind of showing, you know, what we've been working on.
Just to rock out. You know?
Yeah, rock out.
It's going to be our fun time right there.
Yeah, basically. And that's, like I said,
I'm able to see that that's what we really are. We're a couple of real good friends, best friends that just are having a great time making music together.
Pretty cool. You just got back together, so I assume that you don't have a record label deal going.
No, we do not.
In the future, maybe?
In the future.
That'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. The only thing I feel, I mean, this is my personal take on it, is if a record label comes along and says that we can't write what we want to and tries to force upon a song on us, then
yeah,
I won't
exactly
be a fan about it. I think the independent scene right now, in terms of underground metal, rap, whatever it is, indie music, it's all on the rise, especially in our age range. And, you know, I think people in our age range relate to us a lot more than record label execs who don't see that. And
right, they put out like Lady Gaga and Katy Perry.
Yeah, I mean, Lady Gaga came out of nowhere. You know, but I mean, she's talented. I mean, so I've seen her sing on MTV and live. I mean, she looked weird, but she definitely has her own style. But I mean, she's out there and she's doing what she loves, whether anyone says about her sexuality or whether she's a man or a woman.
We won't go into that.
But we won't go into that.
Yeah,
but
this is college radio. This isn't Howard Stern.
But I mean, we're still keeping it G. But anyway, like I said, like I hope one day that we would have a record label, because being on a record label is awesome, because they give you like everything you want. But when that train ends and you're forced to do everything by yourself, there's so many more bands that have that story. I mean, just think of all those bands that have come along since 2000 and were big. Like, one that I can think of is Crossfade. That's a great band, and they came out of nowhere and had full record label support, and now they're doing everything on their own again. And it's a struggle for them. They've been trying to work on this album now for like 3 years. And I just hope that with the record label, it doesn't tear apart what me and Sean have going. And
don't want that.
No.
We want to keep things. Like,
exactly. So it'd have to be on our own terms and our vision. Well put, sir.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, this is a great note to conclude the interview.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you guys came. You have similar music interests that I have. The Alice in Chains, Metallica, early Metallica, you know, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Dream Theater, I'm just getting into.
Yeah.
I need to buy some of their records, you know. I'm just looking up videos on the internet of them and everything.
Yeah. Great days ahead of you.
Yeah.
No, their entire catalogs are very different and really good.
Well, the first time I saw Mike Portnoy was I was watching that metal show on VH1 Classic. Do you know what that is?
Is that the one
that's the one with Eddie Trunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
Gosh. How old's that guy now?
I don't care. He's like the encyclopedia of hard rock music.
Pretty much.
I know, and he's making a decent living.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if like the mainstream media knows about you. It's like he has his own like fan base.
Because
heavy metal has its own fan base, you know.
Yep.
And they turn to him. He's kind of like, you know. But we won't get into that. Thank you for appearing
on our
show.
Thanks for having us, man. It was a great interview.
And we'll conclude the interview with Some Kind of Monster by Metallica. Now I know this is from the controversial Saint Anger album, but this is actually
cardboard
really
drums.
Good. Yeah. No, the garbage can drums.
Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's Some Kind of Monster. Thank you, Abstraction.
Thank you again.
8 p.m., they'll be performing at Man in Theater, Wentz Concert Hall. And do you know the directions?
Yes. If you are in the area, go to... If you are coming from... What direction is that? Is that...
I think that's Chicago Avenue.
Well, yeah, that's Chicago. Is that east?
Okay. Yeah, east Chicago.
If you're coming from the east, like if you're going east, go to downtown Naperville area. And now my voice is giving, so hopefully that doesn't happen. You had me talking so long. All right. I'm back now. So if you're going east and you're in the downtown Naperville area, you'll see Chicago and Ellsworth, and it's a big eyesore of a concert hall. And it even says Wentz Concert Hall right in front. Walk into that building, and it's the Black Box Theater in there. If you're going west on Chicago, take a right on Brainerd, then take a left at Jefferson, then take another left at Ellsworth, and you will see us perform during Save the Music, and we are be saving music tonight, I guess. We have to go to sound check, apparently. We're late. We were talking so long, but...
Who cares? We'll get there.
That's okay.
Yeah. They can
we'll be fashionably late. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the... I mean, we're already acting like rock stars. We're late.
It's the rock and roll role.
We're late to sound check. But thanks for having us, man. This is a great opportunity. I love coming back on WONC. I was here for 3 years before this year, and it's always great to come back. So
thanks for having me, too. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you once again. I know it sounds like an Academy Awards ceremony, but thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, Some Kind of Monster by Metallica. I'll be playing some more music, give you requests at 637-8989. That's 637-8989. Here's Some Kind of Monster with Metallica. I'll be right back, and Abstraction will be performing at 8. See ya. That was Marilyn Manson with Don't Like the Drugs, But the Drugs Like Me. That's the little take on Soul there at the end with the backing singers and everything. Yeah, that song was, it was actually really good. It was based off of David Bowie's Fame. If you notice that the bass and the guitar kind of sounded the same and the drum pattern, they based it off of a David Bowie song. But anyway, Marilyn Manson wears a lot of costumes on stage. And that's kind of coincidental because at 8 p.m., if you show up with a costume at Madden Theater, you could be eligible for a prize. A prize, a Nintendo Wii. So that's the contest. If you have a good enough costume, you are eligible for a Wii. We got some more music coming up for you. We got Roundabout by Yes, and we had a request of Avenged Sevenfold, Almost Easy. So we'll be playing that right after Yes. And this is WONC FM 89. All right, that was The Clash with Guns of Brixton. Well, that's about all I have for today, and I hope you have a good day. 8 p.m., everybody. It's in 4 minutes. You could catch the show that Abstraction is throwing. But that's all I got. I'm Derek Wynn, signing off. Here's Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Take care, and I'll see you at the concert.